Hello, everybody. Welcome back to your favorite show, The Read Along Witchcraft Show. Ooh, ooh. And this is your favorite host, Anubis. Today, we're going to read from a book, and not any book. One of my favorite hoodoo references books. Whenever I need a little bit of hoodoo info or knowledge, or voodoo, I go to this book. It's one of the most famous books about the craft in the hoodoo community, and it's really informative, and I would recommend you to read it anyway. So, I want to tell you guys, first I want to thank you so much for the interaction, for the support, and the love that you always give me, and even if I'm going through a rough patch in my life, this episodes and interacting with you guys means the world for me. I swear it does. Anyway, so this book is called Sticks, Stones, Roots, and Bones. It's by Stephanie Rose Bird. It's a book about hoodoo and mojo and conjuring with herbs. So today we're going to read from chapter number 5, Harvesting the Gifts of Fire. We're not going to read the whole chapter because it talks about, if you can guess it, it talks about candle magic and how it's a big, huge thing and color correspondence and whatnot. If you need a reference on candle working and candle magic, just have this book and use it. It's amazing. The disclaimer that I have to say in every episode, this book is not credited to me. And I don't credit anything to me. I fully respect the author, and I'm just sharing with you a bunch of audio readings from the book. I always reference the author and the book, always, in my episodes and in the title. So, today we're going to talk about anointing and dressing candles. So, anointing or dressing, quote-unquote, as it's more commonly called, is used in hoodoo practice to add extra strength to candles by anointing them with your intention and energy. Dressing transforms the candle from being a mundane object to a magical charged tool. Herbs and herbal infused oils are the best way of achieving a good dressing for jobs and tricks. As an herbalist, I have noticed that many types of manufactured dressings and anointing oil have little herbal material in them. They are filled with synthetic ingredients and artificial colors. To achieve a proper charge powdered by the great goddess, create your own oil. It's simple and inexpensive. Rest assured that with the ingredients gathered from the earth and sea, coupled with your focused intentions, your candle will be fully charged and capable of getting the job done. Right, for they will contain ash and the power of the universe. Place ingredients in a sanitized bottle with a cork or a non-reactive cap. Shake or swirl before each use. So guys, I cannot address enough how it's so important to create your own oils. I have full respect for metaphysical shops, for hoodoo houses, for hoodoo shops, for botanicals that create oils. But where I live, it's quite difficult to buy anything witchcraft related. So I'm stuck with doing my oils by myself. I have no other option. But I found that doing your own oil or trying, I think I mentioned that in another episode. I told you guys, the more you do your tools by hand, and the more you do your material by hand, the more you connect it to them, or to it, the more it works for you. So, you cannot know how far I went with that. I created my own tarot deck, I created my own runestones, I created my own pendulum, I created a lot of things by myself, because I don't have a place that I can buy it from, and it's not available anywhere. B, I am such a creative person, so I like to create things by myself, if you know what I mean. Anyway, let's get back to the topic. So here also there's recipes, but I'm not gonna read the recipes because I'm not feeling like reading the recipes. However, okay, wait a second. Okay. However, I'm sorry, I'm gonna read the application of dressing. The candle color or undressing are important, but it's critical that the dressing is applied correctly. Put some dressing oil in your hands or on a paper towel. Wrap your hand or the paper towel around the candle. Begin in the center of the candle and stroke upward first, then downward. It's also popular to carve intention and appropriate symbols, dollar signs, or male and female symbols, for example, into the candle itself. Some candles come encased in painted glass holders for luck, prosperity, or blessings, while others are covered with saints and prayers. For those who need a strong visual focus, try these specific candles. Shaped candles are also found into black cats, lovers, and so forth. And then it ends. I have to add that you can buy these type of candles from a botanica. Usually that's what I know of my knowledge, but we don't have Britannica here. And also I have found some of the common shaped candle here where I live, like the heart shape and things like that. They use it for decoration, but shaped candle is not easy to be found if you are in a country like me. So, and we're gonna talk about disposing of candle wax. So, before we go into the ritual, a few words need to be said about candle wax disposal. Wax from melted candles should be disposed of with careful consideration of the intent behind the burning. Most hoodoos wrap the wax remains in either paper or cloth. Several art supply shops sell beautiful handmade paper and different type of vegetable parchment that can be utilized for this purpose. For most general purposes of a domestic nature, like love, home blessing, and protection, it's fine to bury the wrapped wax in the yard. For complex materials requiring spiritual intervention, the wrapped wax can be buried in a graveyard. Wax burned for darker purposes is usually tossed in the center of a crossroad for banishing separation and breaking hexing. And the wrapped wax can be thrown over the left shoulder into a furious storm, retrieved after 3 days, and buried at a crossroad. Quickly walk away without looking back. Okay, so it said that in this last example, the combination of fire and water in ritual brings to mind the elegant Thai ritual called, I'm sorry if I'm gonna butcher the name, I'm so sorry, Liu Krathonic, in early November, practitioners launched small boats filled with candles, incense, money, and fragrant on fresh running water. If the wax stay lit until they flew out of sight, the wish will come true. I love this bringing together of the element fire as candle, air, fragrance, water as river, stream, or lake, and earth as flowers. So guys, as I was saying, this is just a quick episode. I hope that you would enjoy it. And I love you guys, and I love your support. And this was your favorite host, Anubis, and this was your favorite show, the Read Along Witchcraft Show.